Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, it's Veterans Day tomorrow, and we will not be here. We got a best of show that I have compiled with Ethan Hannaford. Then the whole team and the crew will be back on Wednesday afternoon. But I want to focus a little bit here on Veterans Day. Christopher Allen Gordon, who is a local author, and he's written a book called Letters Home from World War II, St. Louis, Messages of Hope and Heartbreak. It really is cool. Christopher Allen Gordon, how are you? Thanks for coming on 97.1 FM Talk.
Good. Thank you for having me.
Well, this is a really cool project. Tell me a little bit about yourself, first and foremost. You're local? You're a St. Louis guy?
Yeah, I work for the Missouri Historical Society here in St. Louis. I've been here about 24 years now, and so I grew up in Missouri, but not in the St. Louis area.
But I thought it was funny when I was reading some of the press material for this, and this must have helped you considerably, that right here in St. Louis, or at least close, in Spanish Lake, in North St. Louis County, we house the National Archives of Military Personnel Records Center. Who knew that, right?
Yeah, it's a fantastic resource. But yeah, all the military records are kept right here in St. Louis.
So what was your inspiration for this, and how did you go about putting this book together?
So, you know, there were millions upon millions of letters written during World War II, you know, servicemen writing home and family writing back and forth and so forth. And so many of those collections, fortunately, have gotten into, been accepted into archival repositories all around the region. And so, you know, was thinking about, wouldn't it be great to get a collection of these letters all in one place in this book, and that's really how it came to be.
So then what do you do to try to find, you know, another thing I thought was interesting, and I wouldn't have even thought about this, but a lot of the things that, you know, the soldiers were sending home, they had to be censored because you couldn't give out information, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were heavily censored, and that made the book a little bit of a challenge, too, because unlike, you know, we think of letters from the battlefront in terms of like Ken Burns' Civil War and World War I, and where they were able to talk about basically anything and talk about all kinds of details. Well, that wasn't the case in World War II. They had to be very tight-lipped. And so I read a lot of letters that were basically, "Hi, Mom, how are you? I'm fine. How's Grandma?" The end, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So then how do you, because I can't imagine you could squeeze everyone that was worthy into the book. So how do you go through the process of making sure that the stories that you want to tell in the book are the ones that you select?
So, you know, I really looked for the letters, letter writers who are articulate enough to be able to talk about their experiences without, you know, saying too much in terms of what would set off the censors. And some of them could do that. I certainly looked for those individuals who had, you know, unique and exciting the stories to tell, you know, because it wasn't just about the letter. It was also about doing research on each one of these individuals and finding out their stories as best as I could.
So in our local paper, they covered your book, and I noticed that they told the story of someone named Charles Waugh, who wrote some letters home from World War II for his wife, Ella. And that was a good representation, because he would write, and this is from, you know, your book, "It is late afternoon and the Chinese red sun is slowly hiding itself behind green mountains, which stretch tens of thousands of feet into the heavens." He talked about flying the hump, which was the perilous route over the Himalayan mountains, and described it as a thrilling experience. And then he obviously expressed love for Ella. And in this situation, Christopher, it did not end very well, because he never made it back home, did he?
No, he did not. And that was... You know, that was one of the things about writing this book is, you know, I'm going in, I'm not knowing who these individuals are either, you know.
Right.
And so I'm basically tracking their story as I'm reading through these collections. And sometimes I did not know whether they made it or not. And that, you know, you form kind of a bond with these individuals. And it was just as emotional for me, I think.
Do you have one that jumps out as a particularly strong, you know, emotional letter or anything along those lines that you could cite?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Well, certainly the Charles Waugh letters were, he was just a fantastic letter writer. But there's also the letter of Lawrence Kennedy, who was a young man here from St. Louis, who with his friends joined the Merchant Marines. And you don't often hear about the stories of the Merchant Marines, but it was one of the most dangerous jobs that you could have. You know, you were working on the boats that were transporting, you know, hundreds of thousands of tons of supplies over the Atlantic in particular. And they were just, you know, targets for the U-boats, for the German U-boats. And his boat is torpedoed in the Caribbean. And he and his shipmates had to jump off into the water, and they were attacked by sharks.
Oh.
And unfortunately, one of his buddies did not make it. He fell victim to the shark, to a shark. And then to make things a little bit worse, news of the attack got back to St. Louis before he was able to write his parents. And so he had to reassure them in his letter that, you know, he was okay and that he was doing fine. And he talks, you know, kind of in code about getting over his fish bite.
Oh, yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Christopher Allen Gordon is here. His book is called Letters from Home from World War II, St. Louis, Messages of Hope and Heartbreak from the Front Lines. You know, this typically, I mean, you tell me, you're the author here, but I would expect that a book like this would be very appealing to maybe an older demographic. But gosh, I certainly would wish that younger people, you know, I have two children in their 20s and, you know, people who I feel strongly, and some of us who are a little older, Christopher, don't have the appreciation for what the greatest generation went through. I would hope that some of that gets down to the younger generation to really appreciate what was going on during that time.
Yeah, I certainly agree. And, you know, I really hope that, you know, school libraries and so forth will pick this up as well, because, you know, it really gives anyone who reads it, but certainly students and younger people, it really gives them a sense of the emotions that these men were experiencing. But it also, you know, these were very, many of them were very young men. So, you know, I think a younger generation would certainly be able to connect and understand that, you know, they would sympathize certainly with these young soldiers.
You know, I've watched, and I talk about this every once in a while, I've watched Band of Brothers 3 times in its entirety, and it just makes such an impact on me because, and the book was great, of course, as well, but, you know, what you said there about these young kids, and some of them lied to, you know, to get into the war, too. They were trying to do their part. It's just amazing when you look around, and, you know, obviously things have changed quite a bit, but the sacrifices that they made, we you know, my kids are making a sacrifice when the Wi-Fi goes out, or most of us are. That's when we bitch. Yeah. It's just ridiculous, you know, the amount of, I don't even know how to put it into words. I mean, they're freezing, they're losing, you know, limbs, they're, you know, up against bombs, and you name it, and somehow some of these people survive.
Yeah. You know, when we study World War II, we often, you know, whether it's books or movies or documentaries or whatever, you know, we most often see the story from the standpoint of the generals or, you know, the leaders like Winston Churchill or what have you. But it was these kids, was these everyday guys that were on the ground. They were the ones that were running the victories.
Yeah, and that's, I think, why I liked Band of Brothers so much, because that put it into perspective. And I can't wait. I hope people get this book. It's a tough topic. Letters from Home from World War II, St. Louis, Messages of Hope and Heartbreak from the Front Lines. Christopher, thank you so much. It's a perfect way to wrap up the show here on a Monday before Veterans Day. So I really appreciate it. Do you have any signings or anything like that coming up?
Yeah, I'll be at Les Bank Books tomorrow for Veterans Day in the evening at 6 o'clock.
Nice.
Well,
I'm glad I asked. So enjoy Veterans Day, and thank you so much for putting this book together. I appreciate you coming on with me this afternoon.
Thank you so much.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.